This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sam Panionovich.
Baby, you are so money.
Host at the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas!
Chicago guy living the dream in Vegas.
You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Merck.
Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner.
Sam Panionovich.
This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
With Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
I've got my car and my ride and my wheels.
When I go to Vegas.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, Sam Panionovich, Visa Network, living the dream. Sam, good morning.
Morning, Sam.
Gentlemen, good morning. I know it's football season, but I sat down last night. I watched an entire Bulls game for like the third time all season. Woof.
You picked the wrong one.
God. You know, we're not really going to get much into that.
Yeah, the Bulls were destroyed. Just another. Here's the Zach LaVine quote. We're getting blown out every game. People are licking their chops, looking at us on the schedule, making this game, marking this game off. It's not like it's going to stop. We have to do something.
He used the word demoralizing to Sam, and I think when you look at the Bulls are 0 for 2019, the Blackhawks have lost 6 in a row. Which United Center tenant is more disappointing?
Well, I think the expectations were higher for the Blackhawks, honestly. You know, their win total in Vegas was 38.5. They're not going to get there. They're 16-24-9 through about 49 games. So they've been more disappointing, just given the fact that they came into the season with a coach that had won cups and a core that had won a lot of cups too. So I think that team has been more disappointing. But guys, it's just painful to watch this Bulls team. Their win total in Vegas opened at 27, actually closed at 30.5. So people were betting the Bulls over, thinking, oh, maybe they'll be better this year. 10-35. They're now 10,000-1. To win the championship, which means if you were going to put $100 on the Bulls right now and they actually won the title, you'd win $1 million. Like, that's how big of a long shot the Bulls are to win. I think the Blackhawks are more disappointing, but the Bulls are more painful to watch.
God, there's no shadow of a doubt about that. Let's get into the championship games. I mean, this should be a really fun weekend, and I think one of the things that we love about it is this sort of, you know, the age issue, if you will. Are they baby boomer quarterbacks? I don't know how old these guys are. The Generation Xers against the millennials, if you will.
Well, only one millennial, right? Patrick Mahomes, because you got Breeze and, well, I guess Goff.
Goff was the youngest player in the league when he came out,
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, both spreads are 3 right now. Saints are laying 3 at home. Chiefs are laying 3. We'll start with the NFC. That line opened at 3, got to 3.5, then to 3, then to 3.5. So it's going back and forth both ways. You can make a case for both sides. I just think the Saints guys, honestly, I'm more impressed with the way they finished last week. People talked about, oh, well, they went down 14-0. Yeah, and then they completely shut it down, right? They won 20-14. Like, I was very impressed with the way they played in the second, the third, and the fourth quarter. And this is still a top three run defense against the Los Angeles team that wants to run the football. So it's a situation where you have a really good team in their own barn. The dome is tough to play in. And you look at the last 10 conference title games in the NFL, the home team is 10-0. So the home team is taking care of business. Last 10 Super Bowls have been filled with number one seeds, 12 number ones. Number ones usually take care of business in this round. I like the Saints in the NFC game. I just think we're destined for Drew Brees to make it to the Super Bowl and maybe win the Super Bowl. I really like the Saints in the first game. And I'll tell you what, we talk about this all the time in Vegas. What is the line and what should the line be? We have this Chief-Patriot line at 3 right now. But a lot of really smart people, guys, they think this line could be 6 or 7. They think the Chiefs are that much better at home in their building at Arrowhead. But you can't make the number 6 or 7 because nobody would lay 6 or 7 with the Chiefs. You have to make it 3 to sort of garner that 50-50 action. But the Patriots are old. They're slow. And, yeah, they have Brady and Belichick, but this is a total mismatch in speed. I mean, the Patriots, I don't know if they're ready for the speed the Chiefs can bring. It's going to be a tough test for New England to win on the road, bro. Remember, they're 3-5 away from Foxborough this season.
So, Sam, if people want to stay away from your picks or maybe they don't have much confidence in these games, what are some of the fun prop bets?
Oh, you got everything. We'll have more next week when we have the Super Bowl props. Well, you've got passing yards for Jared Goff, 289.5. How about rushing yards for Todd Gurley, 71.5. Completions, Drew Brees, 25.5. Michael Thomas went off last weekend for the Saints. They have a receiving yards prop for Thomas, 92.5. Touchdown passes for Brady, 2. Mahomes touchdown passes, 2.5. You've got passing yards for Mahomes, 308. And then there's the exotic props, like will Tyreek Hill score a touchdown? Yes, -110, no, -110. I think that Tyreek Hill prop, I think that's a great bet to just take the yes. I think it's a pretty solid situation where he's going to have a situation inside the red zone to catch a pass, take a handoff, and get into the end zone. So that's probably my favorite prop this weekend, Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown. I'm not betting against the guy, that's for sure.
What you know, we always look through the lens of the Bears. What they're the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl next year. Does Vegas like the coaching change?
Apparently they do. I mean, they like Chuck Pagano, but I think it's a bet for Vegas on the defense because the defense is not really going anywhere. I mean, they're not going to lose much of anything on that side of the ball. Yeah, they opened these up about 4 days ago. Not this Super Bowl, next Super Bowl. And the Rams are the favorite. They're 6-1. Chiefs 7-1. Then the Saints, then the Patriots, and then the Beloved. I mean, guys, we're looking at Chicago now, 12-1 to win the Super Bowl next season. So for all you thinking, well, I don't know if they're going to be back and maybe Trubisky's going to regress, Vegas says that they're the fifth best team going in the season. They're ahead of the Chargers, ahead of the Steelers, Vikings, Packers, Eagles, Cowboys. Bears have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl next year. That's a sign of comfort. If you're feeling a little salty and still a little sad about Cody Parkey and all that jazz, they have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl next year. That's wild.
How about the over-under on the win total, Sam? A year ago at this time, it was 6.5. That's not going to be the case this year.
Well, you know what's going up, and David, you and I texted about this yesterday. I thought 8.5 would be a good place to start. I mean, these don't come out until, you know, March or April of this year, so we're a little bit away. But I texted one bookmaker and said, hey, what about 8.5? And he said, no way, higher. He thinks it's going to open at 9. So looking at expectations for Chicago, yeah, win total this year opened 6.5, got bet up to 7.5. But Vegas bookmakers are already thinking for next season, they're going to have to open this total at 9 wins for next season's Bears team. And that's a pretty telling number when you open up 6.5 a year before. You're already starting about having the conversation at 9. I mean, that tells a story. These numbers tell a story. And to think that this Bears team, no matter what, you know, is a 9-7 team at least, those are pretty high expectations given where we've been the last handful of years.
Yeah. But don't they have to be at least 9 wins? I mean, I would even say 10. They won 12 games, and they're going to presumably be better in year 2 of that offense.
Schedule's
harder, yeah. I guess. Okay.
Now you're playing a first-place schedule, no doubt about it. And I would imagine, I mean, I'm being a realist here, I think the Packers will be better next year. Rodgers likely healthy. I mean, he got banged up week 1 last year. And the Vikings, they have the most talent in the division, but they just fell apart. I think the Packers and the Vikings are both better, not to mention the Bears play a tougher schedule. But, yeah, I mean, Mully, you're right. You're probably going to start at 9. And the way this team has been bet, it's probably going to go up to 9.5. I mean, I wouldn't even rule out people betting it up to 10. So you're looking at a team in Chicago. There's a lot of expectation, but now you've got the bullseye on your chest, and it's a different ballgame when that's the case. And the other team we're looking at here, Cleveland Browns. Their win total last year opened 5.5. I talked to bookmakers. I thought 8. I thought 8 was a good number. Hey, let's open Cleveland at 8. They said, no, we're probably going to open Cleveland 8.5. So Chicago and Cleveland certainly are the biggest movers in the market as far as where they were last year and where they are right now.
Yeah, I I'm not sure about that one. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.